Contemning Rome, he has done all this and more in Alexandria. Here's the manner of it. In the marketplace, in a tribunal silver, Cleopatra and himself in chairs of gold were publicly enthroned. At the feet sat Caesarion, whom they call my father's son, and all the unlawful issue that their lust since then hath made between them. And to her he gave the establishment of Egypt, made her of law Syria, Cyprus, Lydia, absolute queen.
This in the public eye?
To the common showplace, where they exercise. His sons he there proclaimed the kings of kings. Great Media, Parthia, and Armenia he gave to Alexander. To Ptolemy he assigned Syria, Cilicia, Phoenicia. She in the habiliments of the goddess Isis that day appeared, and oft before gave audiences, tis reported so.
Let Rome be thus informed.
Who queasy with his insolence already, will their good thoughts call from him?
The people knows it, and have now received his accusations.
Who does he accuse?
Caesar. And that having in Sicily Sextus Pompeius spoiled, we had not rated him as part of the isle. Then does he say, like me, some shipping, unrestored. Lastly, he frets that Lepidus of the Triumvirate should be deposed, and being that we detain all his revenue.
Sir, this should be answered.
It is done already, the messenger gone. I have told him, Lepidus was grown too cruel, that he his high authority abused, and did deserve his change. For what I have conquered, I grant in part. But then in his Armenia, and other of his conquered kingdoms, I demand the like.
You'll never yield to that.
Nor must not then be yielded to in this.
Hail Caesar, and my lords. Hail most dear Caesar.
That ever I should call thee castaway.
You have not called me so, nor have you cause.
What? Why have you stolen upon us thus? You come not like Caesar's sister. The wife of Antony should have an army for an usher, and a maze of horse to tell of her approach long ere she did appear. The trees by the way should have borne men, and expectation fainted, longing for what it had not. Nay, the dust should have ascended to the roof of heaven, raised by your populous troops. But you come a market maid to Rome, and have prevented the ostentation of our love, which left unshown is often left unloved. We should have met you by sea and land, supplying every stage with an augmented greeting.
Good my lord, to come thus was I not constrained, but did it on my free will. My lord Mark Antony, hearing that you prepared for war, acquainted my grieved ear withal, whereon I begged his pardon for return.
Which soon he granted, being an obstruct to his lust in him.
Do not say so, my lord.
I have eyes upon him, and his affairs come to me in the wind. Where is he now?
My lord, in Athens.
No, my most wronged sister. Cleopatra has nodded him to her. He has given his empire up to our whore, who now are levying the kings of the earth for war.
I am he most wretched, and have my heart parted betwixt two friends that thus afflict each other.
Cheer your heart. Be you not troubled with the time, which drives all your contempt these strong necessities. But let determined things to destiny hold unbewailed their way. Welcome to Rome. Nothing more dear to me. You are abused beyond a mark of thought. And the high gods, to do you justice, make them ministers of us and those that love you. Best of comfort, and ever welcome to us.
Welcome, lady. Welcome, dear madam. Each heart in Rome does love and pity you. Only the adulterous Antony, most large in his abominations, turns you off. He gives his potent regiment to a trowel that noises it against us.
Is it so, sir?
Most certain, sister. Welcome. Pray you, be ever known to patience, dearest sister.